morning. You there, Frank? Hi, Frank. Can you hear me? Okay. Are we ready to go? Okay. Good morning, everybody. Want to welcome everybody to the annual La Corte in Florida here. Give you a little update on the weather, like you guys back home. We do have a cold front down here, too. The high's only expected to be about 73 today, so we have to live with that. Before we get going, I want to just say thank you to all those people back home that had sent me cards and best wishes in their prayers. For those that don't know, that I was almost not able to do the show this year, doing a head-on collision on Transit Road in Rockport, but I'm recovering, and everything's going well here. People are just starting to come in the gate. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to be trying to do some interviews with everybody. And right off the bat, right through the door, here's one of the people that used to host this Lockport Day. And we're going to talk to her right now. And it's Lorraine Thomas. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Good. I was just telling everybody back home that I took over about 9 years.
9 years.
9 years.
Well, some of the years we were there. Yes.
We almost didn't get you down here this year. I had to call you to come
out. Well, it's not the same without the motorhome.
That's right. Come down and camp here.
Yeah. Yes. Made a trip out of it. Then we went to the Strawberry Festival after this. I forgot. I don't know. Must be.
Can I get a little closer to the mic? I can, but we can barely hear you.
Okay, how's that? Can you hear that now? All right, and I got the volume all up. All right.
So, 44 years?
Yes, 44 years.
Okay, anybody want to say hello?
No, you had this too late. It's Marie's Rose's birthday is past.
Oh. Well, it is the first Tuesday of the month, so. All right, And you know, as usual, you got your lovely husband, Paul, here. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm ready for Lockport Day. Just want to say hello to Rob and a few of my other friends up there in Lockport. Nice down here. It's about 70 degrees. So.
Yeah, we're going to get a high of 73 today.
Yeah, it's a little warmer down south where we're at.
Yeah. Well, you know, these guys down there, it's our God's country.
That's close to Naples, so okay. It's only about 20 miles.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it. Then we got a new face right through the door for the first time today here. I'm going to go over here and talk to him, and I haven't seen him. A good friend of mine, I used to bowl with him back in the day, Jim Slowey. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, very good, Johnny. Good to see you. Great to see you. I see Paul and Lorraine here. There must be a horseshoe tournament in town or something tonight. It's awesome to be here. You know, I just come down to check it out. I got it for Charlotte last night. My dad lives literally around the corner, so I come up to check things out, and boy, a lot of good faces here. Glad to see you on the broadcast too as well, Chad.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're just getting rolling. People are just starting to come through the door, and it's gonna be a little hard for me to get around, so they're gonna have to come and talk to me, you know, unless they get somebody to push me around.
Well, Johnny, I wanna thank you for doing that. I mean, I did not believe it. I walked in, I couldn't believe you were here. I know that everything you've gone through, I mean, you look great for what you've gone through. I love your enthusiasm and your attitude. Boy, I tell you what, Lockport is really going to appreciate the next 2 hours here at the Moose.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And before we get going, I'd like to say hello to some people there. I want to say hello to my mom back in Lockport. And I want to thank Terry Dietis. He was the director of Region 9. He donated a lot of stuff, a lot of prizes today for Region 9 UAW in Amherst. And now I want to congratulate him also because he went to from our regional director up to the vice president in Detroit now. So, and that's good for Lockport. Now we got a familiar face sitting on that board up there, and hopefully we get more jobs and keep the jobs that we have in Lockport. I'm going to go over to the table over here, get a hold of Mike Walker over here. Mike. And Mike's going to say a few words and about some of the people that donated some prizes here.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome everybody that's showing up here for our Lockport Days again. Once again, we got a lot of people to thank for our donations back there in Lockport, the American Legion, Navy Marine, VFW, the Moose, Elks, Cappelletti, Sub Delicious. I got a whole array of fries that they're giving away today. We got Niagara Landing. We had Reed, Mills, Jewelers, Penalty Box, Tom's Diner, Niagara County, Historical Society. We got stuff here from everybody around town there. But once again, I don't know if anybody said anything there today. I wasn't able to listen this morning because we're down here setting up. But Paul got to say happy birthday to Big Daddy Ray Pierce. Today was his birthday. First time, I think, it's falling on Lockport Day. So if he hadn't said hi, I'd tell Ray, I said happy birthday. And I'm going to turn it back over to John here.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Another thing we want to, we just found out this morning that a couple of long-time people that have come to Lockport Day have passed away. Bill Ryan had passed away in December, and Richard Taylor. So God bless their soul, and we're going to miss them this year here. So, and we got another new face here, Les Sears. How are you, Les?
Pretty good. This is my first time here at on Lockport Day, and but staying down at North Fort Myers. I'm a Lockport actually a native. I graduated in 66, and I remember back when WLVL was WUSJ many years ago, and I live now in, well, my main home is near Blacksburg, Virginia. I've been there since 1972. My wife passed last January, so we moved down to North Fort Myers to spend the winter. A lot of memories from Lockport, and I've seen a bunch of folks I hadn't seen for a long time. And it's really great to be able to see some of the face of Brian Beekman. I haven't seen him since back in 68, 69. I'm really surprised to see him as a new face. If you all ever get a chance to come down to Lockport Day, I'd say this would be the place to be. So I do a bluegrass radio show. I live near Blacksburg, Virginia. I do a show on www.thebluegrassjamboree.com every Sunday evening, 6 p.m., and I emcee a lot of the bluegrass festivals around the country. So who knows who I might run into some of these places, but really enjoying myself. A beautiful setting here in Port Charlotte, Florida. So it's nice to be with you folks.
Okay, thanks, Les, and that was pretty good. You know, speaking of, you mentioned Brian Beekman. I have to give great thanks to Lee and Joanne Horn, Brian Beekman and his wife, and Roy and Wayne King, who took over. Like I said, I was out of the picture December 27th, and that's the busiest time when we start the show or start getting ready for Lockport Day, and they stepped right up and started taking care of everything, and I just got back down to Florida about 3 weeks ago, so, and so thank you to them for helping out here. And we're going to try to get along here. I'm just going to have to excuse me for just a second here. I'm going to let, what do you need there, Joanne?
Hey, how you doing, Lockport, New York? I'd like to say hi to our kids, Lisa and Tony, Lee and Patty, and all our friends up there. Hope you're having a great day like we are down here.
Okay, and we just got to take a look at something right here real quick. What do you got? That's for, yep. Okay. It's just right up down there. We just had a little problem at the front desk, but Joanne's going to take care of it for us, sir. No problems here at Lockport Day. All right, and we're going to try to get around here. There's right here. We're going to I see the name tag here. Cheryl Martin, how are you, Cheryl? Welcome to Lockport Day.
Thank you. I want to say hi to everyone in Lockport, my mom, Laura Stinson, and anyone who can make it down here today.
Do you live down here, or are you just here for the day?
I live down here. I've been down here for 30-some years, so I'm used to this weather. Wearing shorts in March.
Yeah, we had 80-degree weather all the way up until last Thursday. We got that cold front. Like I said, everybody back home, we got that cold front too, but not as bad as you did here. We're going to keep rolling around here. Going to go over here, and I've got a gentleman here by the name of Rich Horton. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Lockport Day.
Hello. How's it going?
Anybody special you want to say hello to back in Lockport?
My mother, Betty Lou and all my family that's still there. My son, Patrick Horton, who I wish was down here, but someday.
Is this your first time here?
No, this is my second.
Okay, second time. I didn't, you know, it's hard for me to put all the faces. We get so many people coming every year. So that's good. And who do you have with you here? This is,
Abby Sherman.
Yeah. Anybody special here? Anybody you want to say hello back in Lockport?
Sure, my family and friends. Mason Pomp, Corbin Mitchell, Caden Mitchell.
Now, have you been here before too, or is this?
Yeah, I came last year.
Okay, you're a second timer here. Okay, and we're gonna thank you for coming. We're gonna keep rolling around here. We gotta try to get everybody in here. I'm just gonna move out of the way from the door here for a minute. Thank you. Okay, we're gonna go around. Hi, there's Jackie over there, a good friend of mine, Jackie. Get over here, Jackie Cushman. Hi, Jackie. How are you doing, Jack?
Hi, Dad. Good to be here. I'm going to say hello to Darlene and Mark Ryan and my children, Felicia and Nicole and my grandbabies. Great to be here, but I'll be home soon.
Okay. Beautiful. Good to see you. Yeah, thank you. I'm doing well. I'm getting better every day. So as you can see, I'm pushing myself with my feet here. We're going to get over here and try to get a few more people here. It's just hard for me to get around, so everybody's got to be a little patient here. I got to wait for them to come through the door here. Okay, you haven't checked in yet, so you don't have your name tagged on, but how are you today?
Yes, I'm doing fine. Great to be down here. John Kales, how's the weather back there in the Lockport?
I told him we got a cold front here, too. We're down to 73 today. And this is your wife?
Irene Kales. Hi, everybody at home in Lockport. A shout-out to everybody, and especially a shout-out to Gene Raymond, who's convalescing also. Yeah, he had an operation. Well, he'll love to hear all this. But he's doing terrific.
Okay, our thoughts go out for Gino Raymond there. We're going to keep on moving. Is there anybody you want to say hello to?
I think she covered it. Say hello to my son, Brian and Val and Connor and Brody. They're in school, the two little ones. We had to shovel out 8 inches of snow out of the driveway to get here.
Yeah, I heard they got a foot of snow last Friday in Lockport. Yep, that's good. We're gonna move over towards the door here. We got Lee Horn over here with Brian Beekman and John Calzani. They're working the door, the 50-50 split. Lee, here, you want to say hello to somebody back in Lockport or anybody?
Oh, sure. I'll say hi to my daughter Lisa and my son-in-law Tony, my son Lee, and daughter-in-law Patty. Hello, hello.
and again, I want to, if it wasn't for these people here, Lee and Joanne and Roy and Wayne King and Brian, they stepped up and took control while I was out of commission here, so thanks again, Lee, for doing that, and kept Lockport Day going one more year. Then we'll see how it goes. Brian Beekman.
Hey, good morning. Just say hello to my family and friends, all my NYSEG co-workers. Hopefully they're working safe and enjoying themselves. That's about all I got today, John.
That, and Brian's usually never lost for words. It's unusual. Then we got John Calzani here. He's helping out too, picking up some slack for me here.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing? Good to see you, buddy. My family back there, my daughter Susan, my son Steven, my grandkids, and that's about it.
Okay, good. We're gonna get moving along here. We're about to hope we got Les Sears back again.
I want to say hello to my brother, Cass. Esther.
Yeah. Hi, Kester. I love you. Miss you.
You're Kester's sister. Brother and sister. That's Bertie Heidemann.
Bertie Sears Heidemann.
And this is both your first time here. Yeah, okay, beautiful. Thanks for coming. We always like to see new faces here. They miss you, Kester. We miss you here, Kester. Okay, let's see if I can roll around here.
Okay, well, I've got to get over here. And Mike, if you can help me get over there by Bill Smith there, I've got to go in there because Bill's a long-time guy coming here. We can weave through here. Yep, we'll get over here. We've got to try to get a few more. We're going to be getting close to break time here in a minute. About 10:30, we'll be taking a short break. Beautiful. Thanks. We're weaving through the, it's like a parking lot with all these chairs here. Yep. Mike Walker again.
One thing I forgot to say is hi to Ruthie Roberto. I know she's out there listening. She does every year. So, how you doing, Ruthie? Hope you have a nice winter.
And next, I want to talk to this young fella that I've known for, it's got to be over 40 years. So, how are you, Bill? Bill Smith, everybody. Long time resident of Lockport, living down here in North Fort Myers. Yep, North Fort Myers. So, Bill, how you been?
Not too bad. I got some medical problems, but hey, one day at a time. You got to keep this glass half full or half empty, and I say it's half full. So in the beer, then, my taste buds are still good. That's what I tell Joe Moran all the time. He's probably listening.
Well, that's good, because I know Joe, too. And someone that probably won't be here that you usually see a lot of, a good friend of ours, is Gene O'Byrne. If you talk to Gene, he had a hip replacement not too long ago.
And he lost his sister. Phyllis Green.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that Phyllis Green had passed away.
Man, and I'll say it, has been through total hell. I love him like a brother. He's buried 7 siblings besides his health problems, and he still knows how to laugh. God bless him.
Yeah, Gene's a great man. I keep in touch with him through Facebook every now and then. And, yeah, good. And, I remember I used to go out during the summer. You guys were all out on the golf course patio. You and Tony DiNicolantonio and Joe Moran and Joe Liston, yeah.
Jerry Dowd.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, every once in a while, we used to say hello.
Great. Glad to have you here. You've been here how many years? I've run this. I've been coming down since 2008, and I've seen you every year here, so. You've been coming down how many years?
I can't keep track. With my wife, so it's got to be at least, say, 12 years. I go back when it was down at the Shell Factory in North Fort Myers.
Oh, yeah.
And it started up in St. Petersburg with Pete McCullough.
Yeah, I said we're on our, I think it's our 44th year this year for Lockport Day. And back then, when it was up north, I remember talking to a few people and, Charlie Winters used to run it for a while too, right? Lockport. And back then, they used to get like, 600-700 people.
Yeah. Yes. Billy DiBernardo, a very good friend. Him and his wife went up to it. There's a lot of other people. Lynn Foote, who I've known since first grade. He was chairman down here. And, they hit it and it still continues. Lockport's a good place. I'm glad I'm there.
And Lockport was glad to have you there, Bill. I remember you from the work days, buddy.
I hired a few people.
Yes, Bill hired me to get in there in 1976. Thanks, bud. We'll see you later. All right, yeah. Okay, yep. We're going to try to weave in and out of here. Frank, are we getting close to the break? Frank, are you on the board? Are we getting close to the break yet?
Whenever you're ready, just want to make you.
Yeah, let's go to the break right now because I got to try to find my way out of here. Okay, and I believe we're back live again back here in Port Charlotte for Lockport Day. And again, you've been listening to the sponsors. I want to thank them. Watts Brothers Electric, Roberts Roofing and Siding, Prudent and Camp Funeral Home, Lockport Presbyterian Home, and of course Eastern Niagara Hospital. We want to thank you for sponsoring the show today. We don't want to let you go without being noticed. And again, Mike Walker's got some more people here.
Yeah, I didn't want to get everybody by all at once calling them all. I still got to thank Grouse Tavern, Lock 34, the Flippos, the Village Eatery, Golden Hill Golf Course, Walnut Street Liquor, the Penalty Box, Tom's Diner, and Niagara County Historical Society. These are all more sponsors that have donated a door prize for us to help keep our Lockport Days going down here. So once again, thank all our sponsors. Really appreciate everything they do for us. There you go.
Okay, thanks, Mike. And I'm sitting back here as we're watching some hometown people coming in that used to live in Lockport. We'll let them check through the gate here, and we'll get them as they come through the door here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Anybody special? Tell them your name and who you want to say hello to back in Lockport.
Let's see. My two grandchildren, Steve and Maddie Brick, and my son Steve and daughter-in-law Karen.
Beautiful. That's Don Brick. He spent his winters down here in Port Charlotte. Good friends. It's Charlie's supposed to be coming. Charlie Budd and Ray Budd, they're all supposed to be coming today. There's your lovely wife, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Things are doing fine.
Anybody special? Anybody you want to say hello to back in Lockport?
Yes. I don't know.
You know, I said back in Lockport, but there's a lot of people, you know, like my daughter, she's listening. Hi, Mary. Hello to you. A lot of people that listen to the show via the Internet, too. I forgot to mention that. They're not just in Lockport. There's a lot of people that are listening on air. So hello to all those out there, too. We're going to keep moving around here. And I see... Yeah, we're going to get Mr. Mickley over here on the phone. Oh, yes. We're not going to let you slide away. Get him over here. You're talking. People, I don't know. If people, they see a microphone in your hand and they just start running for the door. I don't know. Frank, it's hard to believe that, you know, get these people down here and they think I'm some kind of creature down here coming after them. They see a microphone in my hand. We're going to go over here. Try to make it through here. I'm coming. I'm getting there. I'm going very slow. Jackie, who you got there with you right here?
Hello there. Hey, Joan and Narvi, are you listening? Hello, it's beautiful down here, but you're probably snowed in. So, having a good time. Thank you.
That's Geraldine. Thanks, Geraldine. You've been coming down for many years now.
Yep, 14 years.
14 years. God bless you. Like I said, I didn't start coming until 2008. Jackie, you just started coming down about, what, 4 years ago? Fourth year. That's Jackie Cushman, yep. Good friend of mine. Good neighbor of mine back up north. Yep, okay, we're going to get over here. We're going to keep going over here. No, I got one good leg that I can pull myself around. Here, hi there. We're going to go over here and talk to Pat Conley. How are you, Pat?
Very good. Beautiful weather here. It's like 78 degrees out, sunshine. Sorry about the north, folks.
Now, Pat, you winter down here all the time? You go back and forth?
No, we're down here full time. We came down here 2001, and I stayed. And I met Charlie.
Charlie what?
No, Charlie the Hurricane.
Oh, Charlie the Hurricane. Yeah, we got out of here just in time for that one. So are you local here, Punta Gorda, Port Charlie? Where do you live here?
I live approximately a mile and a half, 2 miles from there. Don't change the place where we're meeting.
Yeah, we were worried like last couple years we can hold up to 400 people here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is we gotta start earlier in the year because you know, there's a lot of people that have been coming down for years, the older people, and it's hard for them to get here. So we gotta try to get a lot of people, you know, in their 50s and 60s to start coming down here. I know everybody's starting to retire a little bit earlier, you know, instead of working into their 70s.
Well, I recommend the coming down here. I recommend it highly. I have never been relaxed like I am now. Okay? So if all you people that are retiring want to come down, come on down.
What kind of hobbies? What do you do down here while you're down here?
Not very much. I belong to a couple of horses, but that's about it.
And who's this with you?
This is Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry I put you in the hot seat now. How are you?
Patty Robertson.
I don't know. Not really. I try to avoid this.
Well, I think you should try to avoid somebody else there. They can't remember your name. That's not a good... All right.
I want to say welcome and to all my Masonic brothers up in Lockport. Keep it going, guys.
Okay, beautiful. And we'll keep moving along here. Oh, one more thing. You're all done? Okay, that's beautiful. We got to...
Yep, I'm going to be careful. I just got to...
For those, like I said, for those listening, I had a little accident, so I'm in a wheelchair, and I'm using my one good leg to get around to talk to everybody, so be a little patient with me.
We're good, sir.
Go over here. We got a lot of people coming through the door here right now. All right. Again, we want to thank all our sponsors that sponsored the show. Again, we'll try to get to them as much as we can. Watts Brothers Electric, Robert Roofing, Siding, Prudent Camp, Funeral Home, Lockport Presbyterian Home, and Eastern Niagara Hospital. Thank you for sponsoring the show here. Before they get there, hey, look at this. Jerry and Terry Smyers I see coming through the door. Hi.
John, how you doing?
You're good, Jerry. Jerry and Terry Smyers. Glad you made it. How are you?
We're doing good. Got to say hi to Rick and Cheryl Phillips while we're here.
Okay. So
they're back there. Yeah. Are you feeling good now?
I'm recovering. I took down it, but I got one good leg where I can wheel around and try to get to everybody. Here, Terry.
How are you?
Good. Hey, how you doing, Rick? We're here for Lockport Days, hoping to see a lot of good buds and have some good time.
That's Jerry and Terry Smyers. Now, you guys drove down from what, Carolinas or no?
We flew down to Put Together. We're staying in Fort Myers tomorrow. We're heading up to Parrish, and we're flying home next Monday.
Okay, yep. Beautiful. Yeah, this is, I believe this is about your second or third time you guys been here. Second time, beautiful. And like I was saying, we're getting more and more new faces. We need to get more because...
And I'm going to see my September down here, too.
Oh, yeah, September Edwards is on the list. She's coming down. She's coming down with Marie and John Jones.
Yep.
Always a pleasure seeing them. So I'm glad you're here, and we'll
talk.
Beautiful. We're going to keep moving here and try to talk to some other people. Good to see you. I'll talk to you after the show. Good. Looking forward to the party after dinner, everyone. We got a DJ, and we have a great big party out to the Tiki Bar out there. Another familiar face that I've known for many, many years, Mike Willoughby. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, John. How are you, buddy? How's things going?
I'm recovering. I'm going. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, able to take part in Lockport Day this year again. That's great.
Yeah. Mike, this is Mike's second year down here. Last year was your first year down?
It was first year, yep. My wife and I bought a condominium over in Cape Coral, and we're doing great, loving winters down here. And the only thing wiped down here is the sand, and I don't have to shovel it. Right?
Yeah, you don't have to do anything with the sand. Sometimes it gets a little too hot to walk on.
Yeah, sometimes, but then you just drink another beer and you're all set.
Yeah, I guess that's the pastime down here. Everybody's... Drinks a lot of beer. Unfortunately, it's been 9 weeks since I've been able to have a drink.
Well, when you get on the road to recovery, I'll buy you your first one.
I'm going to hold you to that. That's Mike Willoughby, and
right.
We'll get to his wife. And did you say hello to everybody you wanted?
I just want to say hello to all my friends and family back in Lockport and hope you're enjoying the nice cold weather because it's beautiful down here in Florida. Someday maybe I hope you all get here to enjoy it too.
And Mike's retired from NYSEC, so what was it like when you come through the door and see one of your fellow co-workers at the door greeting you, Brian Beekman.
It's always good to see old friends, and let me get that for you, Jack.
Okay, yeah, Brian.
Yeah, always good to see old friends and former co-workers, and everybody's doing well, so it's always a pleasure to see familiar faces down here in Florida. So we're going to enjoy Lockport Day and have a lot of fun and say hi to everyone we know down here. So.
Beautiful. We'll get to some more people. Frank, is everything coming in loud and clear there? We're having a little... Okay, because the headsets were... I was worried about the headsets, but as long as the people back home and you can hear us, that's all that matters. So we're going to get rolling along here, over here. Jack Bowers, how are you, Jack?
How you doing? Good to be here again this year. Yeah.
Anyone special you want to say hello back there?
Some of my... Oh, Dwayne Carlton. I wish he was here. He's got a few problems and all that, but he wants to be down here next year for sure. I miss Rock Wagner very bad.
Yeah, that's another one
I forgot. You know, we all miss Rock Wagner. Rock passed away, and he was always down there. Good friend of Brad Urk. Brad Urk should be coming today.
He stays with Brad Urk. That's right, too. He stays with him, yeah. I see Rock the day before that. The party in Lockport. Oh, yeah. He's doing great. 1 o'clock, he's gone. The chair passed away.
Our prayers go out to Rock and his family, and good talking to you, Jack. If you think anybody else, chase me down. I'll be on air till noon, okay? Who is that? Okay. All right, beautiful. And who do we have here?
First work. I want to say hi to my brother, Dwayne and Shirley Carlton, and my kids, all in Lockport.
Beautiful. How many years have you been coming down to Lockport?
Probably about 5. Yeah.
It's better every year, doesn't it? Yeah, you looking forward to the party out back? You come to that's terrible. We got a DJ out there today, and you're right around 2 o'clock after dinner. We eat dinner at noon, and we do the raffles, you know, the giveaways that people donated prizes, and then we all go out back and have a great time. And we try to stress the fact that we don't want nobody drinking and driving.
Okay.
But the Uber is real cheap down here.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Let me move around here.
Yeah, I could use a little push here. I know, it's right here. Here we got Mike O'Neill. How are you, Mike?
Good to see you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm getting along. How are you doing?
I am fine. This is beautiful weather, isn't it?
Yeah, great weather. I mean, it actually feels good to have a little bit of cool air.
My wife's going crazy. She thinks this is a winter. It's going to snow anytime now.
Now, do you guys winter down here? Or?
We spent a couple months down here, up in Cape Coral.
Oh, okay. Down in Cape Coral.
That's right, down
in Cape Coral, yeah.
Yeah, we're not up in Cape Coral.
Beautiful. So, anybody you want to say hello to back home at all?
No, I'm happy that they're there and I'm here. The weather is beautiful. I wish you were here.
Okay, I guess there you go. There you go. We're going to keep on going over here. So, for all you out there listening, like you said, the weather, it's about 73 degrees right now. We may hit 77. I don't know. We got a lot of cool breeze coming off the water. We got, hello there, Don. How are you? We got Don. Good, Don
McAvoy. Hi, how are you? It's wonderful down here. I hope you're enjoying it up there.
Now, you come down with your wife this year, right? I mean, she's here too?
Yes. Yeah, Teresa is here, sitting right over there.
Oh, okay. I saw your names on the list, but when I see people walking by themselves, I want to acknowledge that they come in with their wife or sometimes you got to be careful. It might not be their wife.
That's right. You got to be very careful with that.
Okay, good seeing you. Don Brick.
This is Mike Walker. I just wanted to say hi to Paul out there, but I think he's shoveling right now. So if you're listening, Paul, hi. If you're not, I hope you're having fun shoveling up there.
Great, yep. Everybody wants to give that little shot about the snow back up north. I had my share of it. Like I said, I didn't get back down here till about 3 weeks ago. I'm going to keep moving here. Roy King, one of our volunteers, and helped take over while I was gone. Roy, is there anybody you want to say hello to?
I certainly do. I want to say hi to Wayne and Lindsay and Kyle, everybody back home. And it's great being here again and volunteering with all of you. Looks like it's going to be a really successful day again.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now I gotta try to catch my wife who's been running around over here. Well, she's running. She's not gonna, she's shy. Like I said, she's one of those people that sees some coming with a microphone and they start running for the door. You don't want to say hello to anybody. Here she comes. Come on. Get over here. Say hello to somebody.
Hi, I just want to say hello to family back home, Jordan, and my sisters. I hope they're all doing well and can't wait to see them when they come up to Florida.
Yeah, we actually have a house full.
she'd have to say hello to too many of them because they're all down here this week, the grandkids and everything. So, and that's funny because the neighbors are over always teasing me about, where I open house over there. They thought we were selling the house with so many people coming in and out of the house. So we're going to get over and talk. We haven't talked to Diane yet. No, Diane called Sonny. We talked to John, who's out there, another volunteer. Diane's helping out. Thanks for helping.
Hey, no problem. I just want to say hi to our kids, Stephen and Susan Colsanti in Lockport and Albion. It's good to be here.
Okay, beautiful. We're going to move along. Of course you stay, isn't it? Yep. Doesn't get any better than that. So we got a little low there. We could take a break right now, Frank, if we can.
Lockport Presbyterian Home at 327 High Street in the heart of the city of Lockport is a senior care residence with rooms, studios, and suites for seniors 65 and older of all faiths. The Lockport Presbyterian Home offers respite care for loved ones too. Call for your private tour, 434-8805. That's 434-8805. Or just go online to pscwny.org and be sure to like them on Facebook too. Remember, Lockport Presbyterian Home. All the comforts of home, but none of the responsibilities.
For over 65 years and three generations, Roberts Roofing and Siding Company has been serving the Western New York area. There's a good chance you or someone you know had a grandparent whose roof was replaced by Roberts Roofing. And it's no surprise, owners Jerry and Jamie Roberts offer good old-fashioned quality workmanship and attentive customer service after the work is done. They offer more than just roofing and siding, though, installing windows and doors, gutters, patio enclosures, deck awnings, and blown-in insulation. They specialize in exterior home improvements, even commercial flat roofing. Visit the showroom on Route 104, 1 mile west of Route 78 at Wright's Corners. Or check out the website, robertsroofingandsiding.com. Roberts Roofing and Siding Company. For a free estimate, call today, 433-2883. That's Roberts Roofing and Siding Company at 433-2883.
Do you need a family physician? Eastern Niagara Hospital's Family Medical Clinic, located at 475 Transit Street in Lockport, is accepting new patients of all ages. Dedicated to our community's healthcare needs, our physicians and residents are ready to keep you and your family healthy. All insurances are accepted. Call 478-7500 and make a convenient appointment today.
Pruden and Kant Funeral Home, providing personal, dignified service since 1876. At Pruden and Kant, their mission is to guide and serve all families in a professional, timely, and caring manner. And they're there to answer your questions. From the services they provide to questions about pre-planning, they're there to help. Call Pruden and Kant Funeral Home at 433-6300. That's 433-6300. Or go to prudenandkant.com. Personal, dignified service. Pruden and Kant Funeral Home.
Don't be caught off guard when the bow breaks and the electric lines drop. Give your family peace of mind with a Generac generator from Watts Brothers Electric. Watts Brothers is your authorized Generac dealer, and they'll make sure the power keeps flowing no matter what happens outside. Watts Brothers will help you choose the right generator for your needs, and they'll install it. Peace of mind is just a phone call away. For a free estimate, 585-798-2667. 585-798-2667 for Watts Brothers Electric.
Hey, Buffalo, Tim Lynch here from Geico Local Office. Haven't gotten your Geico quote yet? Can't save money that way. Call me at 832-3253 or just stop in. Across from the Boulevard Mall in Tonawanda, open evenings and Saturdays for your convenience.
Get the latest hometown headlines, learn about our hometown hosts, and stream us live at the all-new WLVL.com.
Okay, and we're back. We're back here in Sunnyport, Charter for Lockport Day. Again, you heard the sponsors. We want to thank them. Radio sponsors, Watts Brothers Electric, Roberts Roofing and Siding. How you doing out there, Jerry? Thank you. Pruden and Kant Funeral Home, Lockport Presbyterian Home, and Eastern Niagara Hospital. Of course, you know, I did not mention Frank Miller, who's running the boards for us back there. Thank you, Frank, for being with us today and letting us do the remote show down here. Again, there's a few people I probably forgot to say hello to. My brother Wally, brother Rick. I said hello to my mom. All those people at UAW Local 55 in Region 9,
Gordy Fletcher. If you're listening there, I say hello to Gordy Fletcher. And we're going to try to get to a few more people here. They're coming in slowly. Like I said, we do the show 10 till noon, and right at noon, we eat at 12 o'clock sharp. We got a great menu today. We got their choice of chicken cordon bleu or roast pork. We got mashed potatoes, a bunch of salads, and dessert. They really do a great job here at the Moose Lodge in Port Charlotte. So, hey, Mayor, you can push me over to that table over there. I want to go say hello to Teddy Seraph over there. I said I didn't see him sneak in here. We'll go over there. The noon table over there. My lovely wife pushing me around right now, as she does all the time. She liked that little joke. So, Ted, how are you? Coming over. Let me get over there so you can. I got to get close to you with the mic so the people back home can hear you. Yeah, I should have a boomstick, but I can't reach through here. Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Got it?
Nope. Put the wheel there. There we go. We're out. Yep. So the way the table's set up, it's not wheelchair accessible for me. And we'll say hello to Teresa McAvoy first. How are you, Teresa?
I am real great. Hi, everybody up in Lockport. We're going to have fun today.
We always have fun. You stick around and go out back for a while, right? Yep. Yep, we're going to go over and talk to your cousin. I didn't see him come through the door, but I grew up in the same neighborhood back at the old... Yeah, you snuck around me. That's there. How are you doing, Dad?
All right, fine. We say hi to everybody at Sandy's Barbershop. Okay.
Yeah, Sandy. I didn't hear from Sandy this year. He's
not coming down.
No,
he's got something else he had.
Now, you know what? We have it on a Tuesday. It's been tradition, but last year we went to a Saturday. We had quite a few more people. Yeah. And I'm thinking we're going to go back to a Saturday because Tuesday, yeah, a lot of people still work. You're right. The people are... Work. So, Ted grew up, I grew up on Niagara Street. Ted was right across on Case Court, down the end of the Case Court there. And sorry to hear your dad had passed on, right?
And my mother, too.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know about your mom passing. Well, sorry to hear that, Ted. So.
Yep. Well, for February.
God bless their soul, and, we're glad that you're still here to make it, and, you're always one of the favorites to come here. You're always one of the first responses to come to Lockport Day. You always, the check's in the mail right there.
I was surprised to hear about your accident, too.
Yeah, it was a surprise. Like I said, it only takes 1 second. 1 second. Yeah, I did. I went home for Christmas. Got into a real bad head-on collision, but I'm healing. You can see I got one good leg I can push myself around. So we're getting there. We're getting there. Good talking to you. We're going to work our way back to the door. We got more people coming in. Oh, there's Jack and Risa. I got to get a hold of them. Hey, don't go too far, Jack. Risa, don't go too far. Here we go. Hi, how are you? Hi, good seeing you.
You too.
We got Jack. Jack and Risa, yeah, how are you?
Hello, everybody. We're live.
Hello, everybody. We're live. This is in Lockport.
Yeah, it's all over.
Oh, neat. We're good. We're real good.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like everybody knows, I was saying I was in the hospital and I got a ton of voicemails. So I called Risa last week. I said, Risa, I got your voicemail. You're coming to Lockport Day. And she goes, you don't remember talking to me about 3 weeks ago? And I said, no. I said, I don't. So they must have been taking good care of me, keeping the pain away from me because I did not. Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm healing. I'm getting better every day. So, yeah, so good. I'm glad you're here. It's been a couple years since you guys been down here.
It's been a couple years since we've been here, exactly. I think we're always busy, but we're here.
We're glad you're here. Enjoy the day. You're going to stick around for the party out back for a while? Beautiful, beautiful, good. All right, we'll talk to you a little bit. We'll get some more people coming through the door there. Yep, all right. I'm wheeling my way over here to the door. I see one of my favorites here that I've known for many a years. If I can just get over there. Got everybody's trying to work their way up to the bar here. Get over here. We'll wait till they get away from the bar. We'll go over here. Oh, I see another one, a guy that I've known for years, Big Ray Lantinen coming in. That's Big Ray Lantinen. I haven't seen Big Ray in years. How are you, Ray?
Well, you're going to turn 80 pretty soon, and it's still working.
Everything. You're looking good. You're looking real good.
Thank you very much, and so are you. I haven't been here in a couple of 3 years. However, maybe I figure I'd see somebody.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of.
And my wife, Linda Hill, she's here with me too. She's still walking around. So
wonderful. Well, that's great. That's great. So, where did you drive from?
Naples, Florida. And we had a little trouble finding it because it had been here a couple of years, but we were down the road. I gave us some nice instructions, and here we are.
Yeah, we're not too far off the highway. If you're coming up 75, you get off on King's Highway and right down the road about 4 miles.
Yeah, I had 4 miles, but I didn't know it was Westchester. I was looking for Loveland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah, if you went to Westchester, you're going back into the 41 over to the busy section. And this is, Linda. Hi, Linda. Linda Lantina.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's the Conleys, Sally and Dick Conley. I don't know who else is still in my hometown. We don't live there anymore. But anyway, it's nice to see if there's anybody alive I know.
Okay, we're going to try to get a few more people. We got about 4 minutes before we go to the news break. Here. Over here. Hey, there's Gary Coppola. Gary, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. The question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm getting better every day.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Well, it's been a couple of years since you've been down here to La Forte.
Yeah. I haven't been here. I think it's been about 3-4 years since I've been here. So.
I got to ask you a question because everybody talks about this on Lake Ontario. They say that no one beats you into the water, that you're the first boat into the water every day.
I used to be. Actually, now my boat goes in the water in October, and it's down here in Florida.
So, and I heard you went in as early as March 1st. Or
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was the first guy to cross the lake, March 21st.
That's when there was still ice on the lake.
Yes. We couldn't get into the port because it was frozen over.
Well, how's retirement treating you?
It's great. It's great. It's, we're living the dream. We live on a boat down here, and life is good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're starting to get a crowd coming through the door now. Thanks, Carol. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Who you got there with you? Who's that? They're coming now. Yeah, I just said, Mike, we got a big crowd coming. How you doing? Anybody you want to say hello to? No, yeah. Look at, they run. They see Mike. Look at Mike. They take a look at the microphone and they run. Well, here's someone that's no stranger to the microphone. Kenny. Someone that's no stranger to the microphone. Oh, yeah. Kenny Lederhaus. Kenny, pleasure seeing you. How are you?
Good. How are you, Chad? How are you feeling?
I'm doing all right. We're live.
Great.
We're running the board.
Mr. Oates there?
I have no idea what Paul's doing today, so. And you got your brother. You dragged your brother along? Your Uncle Mike. Okay. We got about 2 minutes. We're going to go to the news break, and then we'll talk to people. As you can hear, it's getting noisy now. The crowd is just starting to come in. I'm actually going to get by the door over here. Yeah, so it's easier for me to stay by the door and let them come to me, right? Hi, everybody. How are you? Hey. All right, that's good. We're going to go to break, and then we'll talk to some people. They're all coming in, Frank. Thank you.